Are you finally ready to make Instagram work for your brand? If you're tired of spinning your wheels in the content creation hamster wheel with lackluster results and no impact on your bottom line, you're in the right place. It's time to stop the struggle and start seeing real growth with my new program, InstaGrowth, the 30-day private Instagram marketing mentorship. Designed for ambitious business owners like you who crave growth but need expert guidance and support tailored to your pace and unique business goals. InstaGrowth is the game changer you've been searching for. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to confidence on Instagram. If you're ready to learn more about this high-touch private mentorship opportunity, simply DM me the word grow on Instagram and I'll send you the link to learn more. And here's the best part. For a limited time only, podcast listeners can save $200 off their investment with code PODCAST. So hit me up in the DMs on Instagram with the word grow, and don't forget to use code PODCAST at checkout to save $200. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Let's make Instagram work for your business together. If you can believe it, Instagram called me. That's right. I was so honored to have a call with Meta, where they shared some valuable insights to help me grow as a creator, social media mentor, and small business owner on Instagram. And today I'm sharing those secrets with you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Strut It, a podcast about creating bold visibility on social media with zero apologies. I'm Elizabeth Marbury, your host and Instagram marketing coach. I help small business owners get seen on Instagram and monetize their offers so they can make more money doing their soul-led work. If you're tired of spinning your wheels on Instagram and you're seeking simple, proven Instagram marketing strategies that actually work, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show. I'm super pumped to be unveiling some insider tips that Meta shared with me. I could not believe it when they reached out to me. It was kind of a pinch me moment, and I have a really funny story to share about how it actually came about. But before I tell you, I have to let you know that I am doing a new thing today, and that is I am recording this podcast on video as well as audio. So in the past couple seasons, I always did my podcast audio only. And today I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and I'm recording and I can see myself on camera and it's totally crazy, but I am doing this thing and I'm not afraid to try new things and get out of my comfort zone. And it's really funny because if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm not shy. I love being on camera. I love being on stage, being in the spotlight. But there's something about sitting down at a microphone and then seeing yourself on the screen. It's just a totally different experience than me recording in my pajamas with no makeup on. So I'm trying it out. I'm not afraid to try new things. I can do this. And I hope it inspires you to step out of your comfort zone this week. Okay, so I want to share with you how this call came about. I am in an invite-only Meta Creators Facebook group. That's a lot of words. And basically what that is creators on Facebook and Instagram who have built a larger following and are actively creating content for Instagram and Facebook. Because let's face it, Meta makes money by people hanging out and consuming content on their apps. So it makes sense for them to invest in the creators who are spending the time creating the content to keep people on their app. I hope that makes sense. So I'm in this invite-only Facebook group. And I'm not sure if that's how this came about, but there was a day a few weeks ago where I was actually volunteering at my child's school that day, and I got this text message, okay? Are you ready for this? Hi, Elizabeth. This is Jay. I'm a Meta media expert. I'll be calling you soon to talk about your Meta content strategy from the same number. Our calls are roughly 15 minutes and they're on a first come, first serve basis. So I can try to answer your questions, you know, be ready. And okay, so when I got this text message, the first thing I thought was spam. This is totally like, this is not real. This is clearly someone trying to like scan me, spam me, all those things. So Jay from Meta called me and I sent him straight to voicemail. I am not falling for that. Okay. So funny story. So then I go into the Meta Creators Facebook group because I know that that group is run by Meta. And I send them a message and I send them the screenshot of the text and I say, hey, is this something that you guys actually do? Like, is this you or is this someone, you know, impersonating Meta? And they responded to me and said, oh, yes, that's us. You know, we have Meta media experts that consult with creators and help them to grow on Instagram. And I was like, oh my God, Instagram called me and I send them straight to voicemail. So that is hilarious. So I thought I missed my one chance. Like this dude texts me and says, you have 15 minutes of my time, answer the phone. And of course I didn't. And I couldn't at that time anyways, because I was with my kiddo at her school. So anyways, long story short, somehow I got on their email list and I was able to respond and say, hey, Jay, I would love to book a call with you. I don't know if that's still available. And so then that day he hopped on the phone with me. So, whew, all right, I got my opportunity to talk to Meta, talk to Jay at Meta and ask him my questions. And what was so cool about this call is that it really confirmed that a lot of things in terms of the things that I'm doing for my own business and brand on Instagram, as well as the advice and strategy and mentorship that I give my private and group clients is so spot on. So it really kind of reinforced that I know what I'm doing. And that personally just felt so good. It made me feel even more confident in what I was doing. No matter how far you are in your business, a lot of us deal with that imposter syndrome. Like, do we know enough? What if someone knows more than us? What if I'm not doing the best job for my clients or whatever it is? And it just felt so good to have Meta reinforce that I actually really know what I'm talking about. And that was really cool. So you, my friend, are so brilliant to be listening to this podcast because I am going to be sharing with you all of the things that Meta shared with me in that call because there was some new things. I'm so excited to share with you some takeaways from that call because, well, a lot of the things I already knew, some of the strategies and recommendations were updates and they were different recommendations that I had learned in the past. And so I'm excited to share with you today what is working on Instagram right now in 2024. Now, before I dive into these takeaways, I want to have a disclaimer, which is that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to social media marketing. You absolutely must always have a mindset of experimenting and testing and getting curious about what's working for your business and what's not. So I want you to take all of the advice I'm sharing in this episode. I want you to put on the lens in which you see your business and really see what's working for you. And if I tell you to post a certain number of hashtags and you've been posting more than those and it's working for you, then don't stop doing what's working. Okay. I just want to kind of put that out there. Okay. So let's get into some key takeaways from my call with Jay at Meta. Takeaway number one is hashtags. Meta recommends that you only use 3 to 8 hashtags to increase the reach of your content. Now, this is new, okay? Years ago, the recommendation was to use as many hashtags. I think Instagram allows you up to like 30 hashtags or something like that. And I would try to use all of them. And there was also a time in Instagram's history where hashtags could make or break your content. It was really important for SEO and for the algorithm to sort through your content and show it to the right people. Hashtags, I remember there was like courses you could buy on like researching the best hashtags and all of that. Like it was so important. And I will tell you that hashtags are way less important today in 2024 than they were even a couple years ago. Now, with that being said, I do still really recommend that you use hashtags. And what Jay shared with me and what I already knew is that your hashtags have to be as specific as possible, okay? So you want to avoid general hashtags with millions of views as your content will totally get lost in the mix. So for example, you wouldn't want to do hashtag wedding if you're in the wedding industry, or hashtag real estate if you're in the real estate industry. You need to be much more specific with your hashtags. Now, here's the thing. Your hashtag must be directly related to the content that you are posting. And that seems to make sense. But sometimes I see people do really weird things where they'll post something about their business and then be like, hashtag fall leaves, hashtag I love fall. And it's like, and their post is like not about fall. It's about, you know, them teaching a workout routine outside or something like that. So make sure your hashtags make sense with the content that you're putting out there. And you can steal my strategy. I focus on using hashtags that are under 1 million views. And even I prefer to use ones under 500K views, because that way you're competing with less content with that hashtag. I also recommend, and this is super easy to do, you could go do this today, okay? I recommend you start using or creating a company branded hashtag. So for example, for my dance studio, our hashtag is hashtag wedding dance coach. For my personal brand, it's hashtag Elizabeth Marbury. And you want to start doing that. So create your own company branded hashtag. And what you can do before you start claiming that hashtag as your own is just put that hashtag in Instagram, put it in TikTok, and see if it's already in use. If you go in and you see that there's like five other posts with that hashtag, then take it. Like, start using it and claim it as your own and start creating a ton of content with that hashtag. Now, if you go in and you see that there's hundreds or thousands of other posts with that same hashtag, then that's not a great idea to use as a company branded hashtag. I hope that that makes sense. Okay, the second takeaway from my call with Meta is to post consistently. Now, we all know this. I know I talked about it last week, but what I didn't know is that Meta recommends posting 3 to 5 reels per week. So this was mind-blowing to me, because I was always posting 7 reels a week, and I had a good like 6 to 12 months where I saw my reach drop. And so their recommendation to me was I post less, if you can even believe it. So now my strategy is I'm posting 4 to 5 reels a week instead of 7 reels a week to see how that impacts my reach. And I was so relieved, because yay, less content for me to create. And that means that I can focus more on quality of content versus quantity of content, which is what I definitely coach you to do. Instead of just spitting out content and having it be kind of mediocre, take your time and be really strategic in the content that you create. Make sure it's really high quality, great lighting, super clear image. You're using that vertical view, and you have a hook, your value, your call to action. It's really compelling. And if you're doing that 3 to 5 times a week with your reels, you're doing great. Now, one thing he did say to me is, if you're a company like me who is posting 7 times a week or 14 times a week, some companies I know are doing a lot more than that, you wouldn't want to go from 7 times a week to 3 times a week. That would be a big drop off, and it might kind of tip the algorithm off in a negative way. Like, okay, this person's less engaged. So take this advice and look at your business, look at how you're showing up, and kind of see what makes the most sense for you. And as always, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, so you absolutely need to test this and see what works best for your brand and your audience. And I also just want to say, like, I don't love following rules. Like, I make my own rules. That's why I'm my own boss, right? There might be a week where I'm just super motivated. I'm having so much fun creating content, and I'll post 7 reels in a week, and I don't stress that much about it. So like I said, take it with a grain of salt, but know that if you're just feeling so stressed, Meta says, hey, 3 to 5 reels a week, you're doing great. Okay, and the last insight that I'm going to share with you today is the answer to one of the most commonly asked questions I get asked, which is, what is the best time to post on Instagram? Okay, so this question always gets me going, because I've seen so many reels where people are like, you know, putting times on the screen, like 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 8 p.m., like whatever it is. And I'm just going to call BS on all of that. So, and Meta reinforced that for me. So here's how you discover when is the best time to post. You want to use your insights, okay? So you go to your professional dashboard on Instagram and you can see your analytics. You can see your insights. You can see your engagement rate, your reach, your followers, all of those metrics. And if you click on followers and scroll down, you can actually see what days and times your followers are most active. So if you're trying to post around the time that most of your followers are active, you can just go into your account and see when that is. Like, hello. It's so exciting. It's so easy. Now, one thing I want to point out is if you are a new account or if you are still in the really beginning stages of growing your audience and or you are pivoting your brand. So like for me, I've gone through several brand pivots where I'm changing kind of my audience. I'm changing the content that I am delivering. Here's where your insights are not going to be as helpful because your insights don't give an accurate reflection of your audience and their habits because you haven't built your audience yet, okay? So what I want you to think about is you need to be posting consistently for at least 6 months in your niche with your one focus, you know, calling in that one ideal prospective client into your content for 6 months. And as you start to see those people actually following you, like, so for me, I can click on your profile and I can see, oh my gosh, this person is a small business owner. That's exactly who I'm trying to call in. And I can see that my content is starting to reach the right people. That's when I can go in 6 months later and look at my insights and they will actually be helpful. They will actually be an accurate representation of my audience. Because if you're looking at those insights and it was for a totally different brand or a totally different niche that you were promoting, obviously that's not going to help your current situation. So I hope that makes sense, but I encourage you to use the insight function on your Instagram page. Now, side note, don't stress too much about the insights. Like if you are a KPI person and you love the stats and you want to track your progress, go for it. For me, I rarely look at them. Maybe like once or twice a month, I'll go in and look because sometimes, let's say my stats are down. That makes me feel bad. It doesn't motivate me to go want to create more content. Like it kind of is just like, ugh. So I actually don't create for my stats. I create for my audience. So take that in. If you're like me, maybe you just look at your insights once in a while to get curious about how your content is performing and seeing what time your followers are most active and what days they're most active. But otherwise, don't attach too much meaning to those insights. Remember, Instagram is a long game, okay? You have to be in it for the long run, and it takes time to find your ideal clients, nurture them, and then eventually convert them, hopefully, into your ideal clients, right? And it takes time to convert your followers into paying clients. It just does. I wish it just happened overnight and it was really quick, but it just doesn't work that way. So keep going, keep doing the work, and while the insights can be super helpful, remember to always come from that place of service in creating your content. Then you'll be setting yourself up for sustainable growth and a marketing practice that's actually fun for you, which is one of the keys to creating a sustainable social media strategy for your business. I hope today was super insightful for you. If you want my eyes on your Instagram content and you want my feedback on exactly your next 3 to 5 action steps that you need to take to grow your brand on Instagram, I have a really special opportunity for you. I have a complimentary Instagram breakthrough call where we will meet on Zoom. It's a private call. And you'll share with me kind of where you are, where you want to go, and I will help you uncover the next 3 to 5 action steps that you need to take to get there. And then if I am the right person to mentor you and support you, I may invite you into one of my coaching containers. These calls are super fun and they're free. And if you want to grab a Instagram breakthrough session with me, the next step is to go and apply. That's right. You have to fill out an application. Not everybody gets this call. So you're going to go to elizabethmarbury.com/application, fill that out. I will learn a little bit more about your business, your goals, and if I know I can help you, we'll hop on a free call. I'm so excited. So go to elizabethmarbury.com/application, and I cannot wait to support you there. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to see you take these strategies and implement them into your business so you can get better results from your efforts on Instagram. And if you love today's episode, send me a DM on Instagram. I check those. I would love to know, like, what was one thing you learned today? Like, did you learn anything new? And what are you going to do differently moving forward? Because remember, if you want new results, you must take new action. I cannot wait to dive into more content with you next week, and I will see you again real soon. Thank you for listening to Strut It. If you're ready to start leveraging Instagram to grow your business, then you're going to want to grab my free Monetize Your IG guide, where you'll learn 7 simple and proven ways to finally make money on Instagram. You can grab your guide at elizabethmarbury.com/freebies. That's elizabethmarbury.com/freebies to get my Monetize Your IG guide. If you got some incredible value from today's episode, be sure to leave a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I cannot wait to strut it with you again next week.